Yeah, you know it. When you hear RG3 beatboxing, it's time to talk Redskins again. We now know who's on the team for the year and who's been cut. Let's bring in WTOP Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. George, what are the surprises, both in terms of who's gone and who's still here?
Well, Demetri, you know, I don't know if there's any real surprise on this team because I really think it was a very competitive training camp, and I think the coaches had to make some tough decisions. So I think that there a lot of them could have gone either way. Tim Hightower is probably the biggest surprise, I would think. But then again, you can't really be shocked because he's coming back from a torn ACL last year. He played in the Colts game, but, you know, he was kind of hobbling a little bit last week. It didn't look like the knee responded that well. So maybe the coaches figure that he's not 100% and didn't know if he could really help this football team. Anthony Armstrong has been here a couple of years, had a good year in 2010, but a not-so-good year last year, and then was injured this training camp. Thought he played his way onto the team after Wednesday night's two-catch, 61-yard performance, but they're going with size and Dez Briscoe. He's a big guy and has pretty good hands. Brandon Banks makes this football team, who's always on a bubble. And Mike Shanahan had said, you know, you have to be able to contribute this year at wide receiver if you want to make this team. Didn't know if he really did that in camp, but, you know, he's got that game-breaking ability and that speed. So he makes the team at wide receiver. And then also they're going with the young guy in Aldrick Robinson. So I think the wide receiver position was the most competitive at camp, and it just came down to a numbers game for a lot of guys. But, you know, then again, it's Mike Shanahan has always said since day one, you want to have competition at positions. They've done that, and you want to have tough decisions on cutdown day, and I think they had that today.
If I ask you about the weakest position, some cynics might say, you know, don't limit yourself to one. The whole offensive line might be kind of weak. And I, you know, I don't mean to pile on, but that's clearly what fans are worried about.
You know, they did keep rookie Josh Laribas on the team. You know, the offensive line, Jamal Brown, we know he's going for surgery. And they didn't really, you know, address much of it. But that's still going to be a weak position. And, you know, that could be a position that they address in the coming days when you get a list of a full list of other teams who have released players and other teams that are, you know, on the waiver wire right now. They could address that. And, you know, another position, too, that I think that they may have to look at and is pretty weak if you're looking at right now is the defensive backfield and the safety position, because we found out today that Tanar Jackson has been suspended indefinitely. The safety that was signed from Tampa Bay, he had his issues with Tampa Bay, but Raheem Morris was his coach and now is the secondary coach with the Redskins. Figured that maybe you can kind of straighten him out, so the Redskins signed him back in April, but we found out today he's tested positive again the third time, so he's suspended indefinitely. So that leaves that position a little weak with Dejon Gomes back there, Reed Dowdy also making the team again. Guys that aren't really, I wouldn't say starters, but are very reliable as far as fill-in guys, but, you know, maybe a position that they're going to have to address as well.
You've seen four preseason games. You've seen plenty of training camp. What do you think of the 2012 Redskins?
Well, I think they're going to be better. I really do. I think that, you know, this is probably one of the most complete rosters I think we've seen since Mike Shanahan has been here, and this is third year, and of course, you're adding Robert Griffin III at the quarterback position. So I still think it's going to be a slow process, but I think the team will improve this year. You know, we can keep talking about it. I don't think this team is going to be 2-14 like we've seen in some of those publications, but I think it is an improved football team, and, you know, we'll see. The Saints, you open up on the road in a very noisy place against a pretty good football team, so they're going to be thrown to the fire right away next week.
And you want to make a prediction on that game, or you want to think about it a few more days?
No, let's think about it a little bit. Let's sleep on it. You and I, we can talk next week and, you know, do some more research, and then we'll talk about that.
Something to look forward to. I would say, you know, after years and years of saying 10-6, they're going to go 10-6. I'm now trying to back off and say 8-8 is going to be a great season. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think if you were to ask me right now what would be a very good season, I would say 8 wins would be a very successful season. We've seen 6 2 years ago and then 5 last year. I think if they can squeeze out 3 more wins this year and just show improvement as these coaches want to see, then I think 8 wins would be a very good season. But the good news is, Demetri, you have a few days. You don't have to say that right now. We can change that next week. We can change it 2 or 3 times before next Sunday.
But what I just said has already been recorded. So we'll see how it goes, George. Talk to you next week, and thanks a lot.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace, as the final cuts have been made on the Redskins.